I don't necessarily want to write in a journal, and I don't see the benefit, but my therapist is recommending it. She said I can stop at any time, but I should at least give it a chance. There were some psychobabble explanations regarding post-traumatic stress, but most of it went over my head. She said I should write about myself as if I don't know anything at all about me, like I'm meeting myself for the first time. It's odd, but I'm a team player and not about to let myself down. This entire reluctant connection with my therapist was most likely the result of 12 years in the homicide division with Houston PD. The broad I spoke with was Sophia Bennett, and she was an uptight shrew of a woman with shoulder-length black hair and even darker eyes. She wore black all the time, even when it was pushing 100 degrees outside at 9 a.m. She looked out of place in her pencil skirt and frilly white blouse that revealed an augmentation fit for a porn star. It was even more out of place when you consider the woman had to be nearly 60 years old. I was immediately bored with her. I suppose after you've seen enough dead bodies, the live ones don't interest you as much, and my wife and kids have noticed what they think is a change in me. I don't see it, but that must be what this exercise is supposed to show me. Sophia also agreed I didn't have to show this to anyone. I just had to participate. So here I am, Dr. Big Boobs Bennett. I'm participating. I don't have a lot to say about myself that I haven't repeated to the rest of the world. I did a few years in the Navy working on satellite communications, then tried some odd jobs when I got out, most of them in construction, because in 2001 I bought into the idea of building my own house, you know, to save labor costs. But surprise, your labor is the cost. Nowhere near ready to build my own house, and a few hours into trying to salvage the wet concrete from a failed set of steps during the middle of a mid-afternoon sprinkle, I wrote, "I quit," on the top one with a stick, got in my piece-of-shit Cadillac, and drove to the nearest Walmart to grab an application. I hadn't even written my name on the application before there was yelling and quick footsteps as some thug tried to steal a microwave or some shit. The cop chasing him was overweight and way behind, so I stepped in, planted the thief on the ground, and waited for the officer to handle the rest. He told me I'd make a good cop, and I laughed for the first time in a long while. Later, while hunting Craigslist for a job and sipping on some cold tomato soup, I clicked over to the local news channel and saw Houston PD had a shortage of officers and paid nearly double what I was making pouring concrete. I told myself it was just a job, and I would eventually start my own construction company because I didn't learn the first time, right? 10 years later, I'm ordering a pizza while standing over the latest John who is just shanked with a nail file for shorting a pimp $20. So much for construction. I ordered extra pepperoni and bagged and tagged the nail file. 1 year later, I'm sent to some prissy penthouse to investigate an accident, but there's something about the table powdered with blow, a stack of sticky cash, and two hookers, a male and a female, both dead, that threw me off. I interview the hotshot who owned the place, the CEO of some tech company who tells me the blow isn't his, the hookers aren't his, and the money definitely is not his. I couldn't stifle my snort, and the asshole got in my face, telling me how I should learn my place and just do my job. 10 years of I don't give a fuck had added up, and I hit him. He wasn't a hotshot after that, but I was dropped from homicide and landed on a beat working school zone traffic. I made it a year before I quit without a job or a penny to my name. My wife Catherine wasn't happy. My girlfriend was furious. My son Colton was worried. Just kidding. No girlfriend. Wifey and kiddo were both worried, but I wasn't. I needed a break, and I knew most of the departments in the area were hiring. It turns out the hunt was harder than I thought it would be, and I was struggling to even get a call back. Hotshot apparently went to the news, and then all of Houston knew the name John Nova, but not for a good reason. definitely not for the 100-plus homicides I solved in 5 years. No, I was the dude who clocked Charlie Espinoza, owner of the software retailer Vamp, who called the cops about two people who'd had a wild party in his house without his consent, then died of a drug overdose. Sure, pal.